The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
You know, I think for most of us, it's a typical childhood thing where our parents buy bread, buns, or even cakes for breakfast before rushing us off to school. And that sort of breakfast keeps us full till at least recess time. We see a lot of bakeries in Singapore, especially in the heartlands, but not all of them tend to last. But we do have Sui Heng. They've been around since 1989, and it's not looking like it's going to slow down anytime soon. There is also now a Sui Heng 1989. So what's the difference between Sui Heng and then we also have Sui Heng 1989? And what is Sui Heng's recipe for success after all these years? Well, in the studio to help me out with those questions, Jasmine Chen, Business Development and Marketing Manager of Sui Heng. Jasmine, good morning and welcome.
Morning, everyone.
So tell us a little bit about Sui Heng just to get things started. We've seen the bakeries around. How did it get started? What's behind the name?
Okay, it all started with the first generation, the parents, Mr. Ng and Madam Ong. So they actually chanced on this bakery and they really love it. So they decided to take over and they named it as Sui Heng.
Okay.
So it all started with their own family, which is only like seven of them. And slowly, gradually, we have our own building. It's about 80,000 square feet and our own central kitchen. And up to 2020, we will have 16 outlets all together in Singapore island-wide. So we are still looking for opportunities to grow. And how do we get to 1989? It's actually a beautiful story. It's actually created by their son, Mr. Eric Ng. He has this idea of creating something that it's more, that has younger vibe in it.
Okay.
Yeah. So in those traditional Sui Heng, what you can see is really those packaged bread, those 4-in-1 red bean kind.
Yeah, yeah. 6-in-1 or 4-in-1.
That is the core product.
Yeah.
Yes. But when he start traveling a lot, Mr. Eric Ng, and he sees that, there's actually a very good potential in the younger generation in eating bread.
Okay.
So he actually decided to have his own range of Taiwan buns, which is those that you actually, you pick from the bread shelf.
Sure.
Yeah, so he started creating a lot of new recipes, and that's how the 1989 came about.
Okay, so really 1989 was all about appealing to a younger consumer in that sense?
Actually, not really. If you take a look at most of our bread, it has this local taste, Singapore taste in
it.
When you will always see luncheon meat.
Yes, luncheon meat,
lemak,
hot dog.
Yeah, rendang. Yeah,
those
really that represents Singapore flavor. That's what we like when we are young.
Yeah.
But he trying to fill it with the latest technology or the latest recipe.
What kind of technology are we talking about here?
If you look at those normal bakeries, they don't have frozen dough.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That will actually increase the shelf life and also sustain your quality.
Right.
Yeah. So that's one of the big things that we actually invested in back in maybe in 2010s.
Okay.
Yeah, to have our own freezing blasting machine so that we can blast the dough and increase the shelf life. Yeah, and maintain the taste and quality. Yeah, so throughout all Sui Heng bakeries, the taste is the same.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So there's that consistency there. Talking about other Sui Heng bakeries, you mentioned you will have something like, 61 by next year, right?
Yes.
Which is the latest outlet and which is the most popular one?
Okay, the most popular, we have a lot of popular ones. Okay, if you're talking about 1989, Sui Heng 1989 classic, the most popular right now will be at VivoCity. It's actually a collaboration with FairPrice Extra.
They've just opened there, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so it's one of our popular ones.
Okay.
But we have the latest one is actually at NUS.
Right.
Yeah, so it's very popular with students. So we are creating a lot of new items and we try it out at NUS because that's the younger crowd.
And just for clarification, Sui Heng, everything is, all the outlets are under Sui Heng. There's no franchise for this,
right? There is no franchise, yes.
How are your profit margins like?
We're still doing good. Okay, based on our last year financials, I can't say the exact amount, but we are doing fairly good. Everyone get bonus, so
that's good.
That's a good thing.
And I'm assuming that you eat bread every day.
Yes, we do. We do have our own R&D team.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah. So we just revamped the R&D place into something that's more trendy. So my R&D team gets to play and recreate with different types of bread, cakes every day.
Right.
Yeah, so all of us, we are good eaters right now.
Would you say that the main core team of Sui Heng can do baking as well?
Yes, definitely. We have a head chef for cakes and a head chef for bread.
Right.
Yeah, and they have their own assistants. And we are also having our food technologies that will be doing all the calculations, whether, you know, whether we can use wholemeal flour, how to create this into a more healthier one, healthier dish.
Yourself, are you able to, if you were to be asked to take part in the baking process, are you able to...
I probably involved in the eating part.
All right, fair enough. Sui Heng, they've been in the industry for quite a while. What are they doing to stay relevant in Singapore's F&B market?
I think Singapore is in a way that it's very interesting because we have government enterprises that is there to help SMEs. So we work very closely with government agencies like ESG and E2I when it comes to building ourselves into a better state. So we are doing a lot of government projects. For example, we have already started our service excellence project. Yeah, so something that in Sui Heng itself, we will always be looking out for any processes or system that we can improve so that we can make our people in a better environment of working.
Sure.
Yeah. So the latest thing that we notice is actually service excellence. It's not just about giving people good services right now. It's actually about the whole entire customer experience journey right before they are coming into my outlet and after they leave and then they reach home, what's with my product? That process is actually very important.
Yeah, but it's tough too for staff as well because you're interacting with literally every generation in Singapore at all these bakeries, so to speak. Maintaining that service excellence, the training, is there training behind? What do you tell them?
Yeah, that's the most important part.
Yeah, and it's tough as well. Yeah.
Yes, because I'm not saying that Sui Heng doesn't have flaws. We do have, and we do have lots of feedbacks regarding about services.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is that we are looking into it.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of it is actually maybe the queue is too long.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very common. And that's why we are always looking for, oh, is there a chance that we can have implement maybe self-service cures,
sure,
self-service payment, so that especially people who are in CBD area,
yeah,
they will wish that they can buy in a more efficient way. So we created this self-service system whereby you can actually take your bread and then straight away you can go to the counter and make money. Yeah, you don't have to, you know, usually when you have to choose your bread and put it on a tray.
Yeah.
And then you go to the counter, you get the staff to pack it for you.
Mm.
Right now, in our certain outlets, you can just take the plastic and then put the bread in.
Pack it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, to them, it's probably easier because usually in the morning crowd, they just buy one bread. Yeah, so it makes my sales staff life easier where they have more time to interact with the staff.
Right. Next time, maybe you can scan the bread. I would like to next touch a little bit on sustainability, Jasmine. You know, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, he talked about climate change, how important it is. A lot of big organizations getting on the sustainability bandwagon. So what does Sui Heng do with regard to sustainability? Take, for example, what happens to all the leftover bread?
What we do in Sui Heng is that we actually collaborate with a few of the fish farms and then we donate to them. So the fish farms will then, you know, look into what kind of breads can be translated into fish food. So that's what we do over there. And the other one that we control our wastage very closely. So my managers, the retail managers, will actually be taking a look at what each outlet are ordering on a daily basis. And we'll cut the wastage right to the minimum. So from, we start this since like beginning of this year, and our wastage has been controlled within maybe less than 5%. That is a really great improvement compared to the last few years.
And in terms of wastage, it must have been tough because every outlet has a different demand. And it's not like you bake it there on the spot. Spot, right?
We actually do.
Ah, so that does go a long way in controlling wastage.
Right. The bakers at the outlet will actually take a look like, oh, what am I going to do today? What kind of breads am I baking today? And based on whether it's selling well or not, they will actually readjust the numbers again so that to ensure that the wastage keeps at the lowest.
As the hours go by in the day.
Yes.
Very interesting. Talking a little bit about ensuring the quality of products, that they're all the same standard. I know you touched on it a little bit earlier on. In terms of ingredients, where do you source your ingredients?
Okay, we source our ingredients all around the world. So we have our butter, our milk from New Zealand.
Okay.
Then we have our chocolate from Belgium. Yeah, so it's all different world. Actually, we have a procurement team
sure.
who will be doing this, sourcing for the finest ingredients around the world. And everything we'll collect at our central kitchen, whereby my R&D chef will actually test with it, whether it can be used, whether it's suitable, and whether the cost is justifiable.
In the studio this morning, I'm having a conversation with Jasmine Chen. She's the Business Development and Marketing Manager of Sui Hing. Let's talk a little bit about the current economic slowdown and how people are talking about, you know, we could face a recession. The F&B industry, in your opinion, on a broad scope, do you think they will be hit very hard by this? People still need to eat, right?
I wouldn't say it wouldn't be affecting us. It's definitely going to affect us because of consumers' behavior and their spending power. So maybe like in the past when it's in good economic state, people tend to buy maybe $5 worth of bread every time they visit us.
Okay.
But now maybe they will think about, maybe I'll just buy something that is less than $3. So that's the part that we are actually playing with it and working out. If this continues and the economy slows down, is there something that we can do to help our customers? So maybe at certain point of time, at certain point of period, we'll be doing like promotions.
Sure. Yeah. Buy four, get one free.
We try not to go into that way, but
Why is it you try not to go there?
Because actually in the consumer's behavior, we sort of realized that having a lot of promotions like buy 3, get 1 free, buy 4, get 1 free doesn't really entice them anymore.
Oh.
Because it's actually, they can't finish it anyway.
Ah.
Yeah.
So then there's just pure greed. No point going there.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You used to work with the Singapore Restaurant Association before joining Sui Hing.
Yeah.
And the topic of hiring people to be a part of this F&B industry, if we zoom in specifically to Sui Hing and its bakeries, is it difficult to get people to work there?
In F&B compared to other industries, definitely more difficult. It's tougher because, you know, Singaporeans, most of us, we don't really, or most of the generation, the new generation, they don't really like to work in front of house.
Hands-on and all that, right?
Yeah, and long working hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do understand. So we actually, in Sui Hing itself, we have sales incentives
okay.
or other kinds of incentives like hardship allowance
okay.
or overtime, etc. So that actually we help them. They're not just looking at something that it's not a boring job.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you can actually... And we don't call it like sales assistant. Yeah, it's actually an ambassador. It's actually the face of Sui Hing.
That's true.
That's true. So that's very important. And that's the most important message that we send through to our people.
What about older staff, you know, with something that our Prime Minister talked about as well, increasing the working age, right? Is it easy to get older staff to on board? Are they more receptive?
I think compared to the younger generation for bakeries, it's easier to get older generation to join us.
Yeah.
But we also have difficulties like being adaptive, flexible to
technology.
Changes. Exactly. But I do personally love to work with aunties.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes they're very efficient. Yeah. So the only thing, the improvement is that how do we educate them is more receptive to the technology and able to change.
But it also goes both ways. I mean, working with them and also for them to learn to communicate with you. Because, I mean, I'm looking at you, you're much younger than them. And that is also a challenge, right?
It's definitely a challenge for my HR because
sure.
they are educating two different age group.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what we really do is we will always have this middleman, which is my outlet manager. their age is always stuck in between.
Right.
So they can actually relate to both of them. And for those in HQ, we are always heading down to outlets to take a look. Whether how's the outlet doing? Sure. Is there any like difficulties around you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how we actually relate them. The most important thing is that the front of house staff, whether it's front of house or back of house, you need to ensure that they are not being neglected by the HQ because they're so far away. They're situated in Woodlands and Jurong.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they couldn't relate to the HQ. So it's actually important for us to go down very often to look at them.
We've been speaking this morning with Jasmine Chen, the Business Development and Marketing Manager of Sui Heng. Jasmine, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.